790. Dragon Sports Talk Radio. Sports Talk Radio.
Arrakis spices up their offense. Was it enough to bring down the Empire?
And controversy at Aminac Memorial has fans choking on their Kryla and Mashia. It's time for FSL Tonight.
It was 3 a.m. when I heard the sound.
Tom Merritt bringing you the week 3 recap of FSL Tonight. How you doing, Justin Robert Young?
It just keeps getting better. Every time you think it's done, it takes it up to another level. Tom, Serenity Valley, Vulcan, battle for Eastern supremacy. What do we see?
We see a Vulcan win 4-3 in one of... what I think is going to be seen is the more controversial games of the year because of the officiating. Serenity Valley fought hard, but Vulcan had some calls go their way a little more often at home than maybe one would like to expect.
Absolutely. Specifically, the Tapao goal right before the end of the half and the Tuvok goal with about 4 minutes remaining in the game. This is something that... rarely you see people ascribing any kind of negative things to the Vulcans. They're usually a very vanilla team, one that kind of stays within the lines, but not the case this week against a very scrappy Serenity Valley team. You know, they maybe benefit from a blind eye turned.
Yeah, and let's face it, these two teams have hugely different styles. Fireflies play with a lot of emotion. Zoe, Wash, Mal, Jane, Cobb, all these guys are big personalities. Whereas Vulcan, you can almost not tell them apart. They're interchangeable, they're efficient, they're logical, they don't react to these calls. But hey, I wouldn't react to the calls either if they all went my way the way they did this week.
Certainly so. Serenity Valley, yes, they lost a close game. But at the end of the day, you got to really start to look at your roster and say, are we getting the production that we need out of our bench? Is Shepherd Book going to step up one of these days, or is he just going to stay on the ship and not get onto the field?
I feel like there's more to that guy than we know, but he's got to put himself in the game. They've got to give him a chance.
All right, Tom, moving right along. Mordor, I mean, what else? You know,
wow.
15-0. Over the Kronos Raiders, just as the Raiders kind of looked like they had something going.
Sort of the opposite of Kapla in my experience.
Certainly so. Mordor 15-0, the final. Who does this say more about? The dominance of the All-Seeing Eye or the ineptness of the Sons of Kalis?
I think it does say more about the Crows. They're at home. They're unassailable at home. And this just showed it. The Raiders were flying around the outside quite a bit, moving the ball well, but they just could not penetrate into Mordor's defensive center. And that's not unusual. Meanwhile, Mordor was a little more aggressive than we've seen them. They were riding out and scoring a lot more than you might have expected. Quite a surprise to see them as far into the Kronos territory as they had. A bad omen for the rest of the Western Division.
It's an offense that can really only be unmade in the fires of Mount Doom. And when they're playing at home, obviously it's not going to happen. Meanwhile, for Kronos, what can you say? I'm with you. I think you just write this one off and move it along. Write it off as a Shakespearean tragedy as, read in the original Klingon.
Exactly. And of course, now we've got a race going on in the Western Division because the Arrakis Barons finally pulled it up 6-2, winning at Coruscant.
Finally, Coach Harkonnen is able to get his team, on the schneid here. They get a 6-goal effort. Meanwhile, Coruscant, again, like we've continued to say, it's either feast or famine with these people, and today it was famine. Unfortunately, it was in front of the home crowd of Coruscant. Arrakis, I mean, I think this is a positive step forward for Harkonnen and company.
Yeah, they've had a frustrating first couple of games. This puts them back in. They looked good. They had a more cohesive offense and a more centered game. The other game on the docket, though, Alderaan just barely squeaking by, holding on to third place with their 1-2 record, defeating Canton. Of course, Canton's 0-3 now, only 2-1. And we did not see Skywalker in this game. Sources are telling me Yoda not happy with Kenobi's continuing resistance to play Skywalker. Kenobi seems to want to handle this himself. Yoda's saying, look, there's a right way to handle this. You have to listen to me. And I think my sources are telling me we may see Kenobi struck down this week.
Listen, behind the scenes, what we've heard leaked out of this was that Coach Kenobi had a lot of pressure put on him by Yoda, told the brass that he would try to play Luke Skywalker. Apparently, the word down from on high is do or do not. There is no try, and we don't see Luke Skywalker play in this game. Tom, by the time that we do this next show, are we going to be talking about Obi-Wan Kenobi fired from the Alderaan Rebels?
I have a feeling we are. In fact, if my sources are right, Yoda may take over Skywalker's training himself and start coaching the team right out of the owner's box. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that one. Let's go to the phones. We've got a call. This is Dave calling in about that Serenity Valley Vulcan game. Welcome to FSL Tonight, Dave.
Hey, Tom and Justin. Dave
Stop.
Here. Big Brown Coast fan. Just All calling right. after the game. I just felt like I had to call in because what the hell? What the hell was going on? Did the Vulcans like mind weld with that ref or something? What the hell?
He was all
giving like free kicks and penalties and, you know, the Vulcans, they were like giving it all neck pinches. Ref didn't give nothing. Browncoats come along, one little elbow in the side, all of a sudden getting in the sin bin. I am not sure at all about that referee. I do not appreciate his referee style. Anyway, I'm gonna hang up. I'll listen to your answer off air. But, man, Dave. Vulcan.
Thanks for going, Dave.
Pretty representative of how upset people are, though, I have to say.
And, again, obviously, the brown coat fans of Serenity Valley, among the most passionate. I really don't know what they would do if they were without their fireflies.
Yeah, the only statement we got from Vulcan was a brief acknowledgement that, you know, the officials are chosen by the league, and it would be illogical to dispute what they have decided. And that's it. I think that's the kind of thing that infuriates Firefly fans even more. It just makes them want to come back, you know, all guns blazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think the biggest thing coming out of this week is that a game between one team that is now 1-2 and another team that is now 0-3. They were both winless going into it. Will generate the most headlines between now and next week's games. You know, get your popcorn ready, folks. The Alderaan Rebel soap opera has begun.
Yeah. The only question is when Alderaan shows up in Arrakis to take on the Barons, will Obi-Wan Kenobi be with them? The other game to keep an eye out next week is Vulcan Velocity at Mordor. Both these teams undefeated. One of them's going to walk away with a continuing undefeated record. The other's going to be 3-1. I think we kind of know who that's going to be, but Vulcan's strong, right?
You know, hey, listen, if there is going to be a test for Mordor throughout this season, it's going to be from Vulcan. Would I be shocked if this is close? No. I don't know if I would be.
Yeah, a little more intrigue going on. Serenity Valley at Kronos. Two big guns type of teams taking each other on. Kronos needs a win. Serenity Valley, well, everybody needs a win. Serenity Valley doing a little better, though, at 2-1. So they would like to continue and hopefully take advantage of a possible Velocity lost. So that's going to be a hard-fought game. And Canton at Coruscant, well, that's a gift to the Empire, right? I mean, I think they are expecting to just roll over Canton like a pair of AT-ATs in a melting hot summer storm.
Well said. And meanwhile, all eyes on Arrakis when Alderaan comes to visit them next week.
All right. We will be back then to let you know what is happening at FSL tonight. Thank you, Justin Robert Young.
Thank you, Tommy.
We'll see you then, folks. Hit the lights and put the TV on. And they said that this is-